one of the first questions that a lot of women have when they're on their journey figuring out what wellness solutions to implement when it comes to their premenstrual phase, when it's the PMS or the PMDD and the anxiety and overthinking and really just this emotional roller coaster, is what supplements, what vitamins, what minerals should I be taking to help me manage these symptoms, help me get through the premenstrual phase? And so today I wanted to talk about when I first found out I had premenstrual dysphoric disorder, what were those vitamins, what were those minerals, what were those supplements that I started with? It was one of the very first strategies that I used to start working through PMDD and get on a path towards wellness and stability and being a bit more in control of my emotions. So I wanted to share them with you, and I hope that it can help you on your journey if you're wondering, what do I start with? Where do I begin? This is the reason why I'm sharing this with you. All right, let's get into it. Do you feel out of control from the spiraling emotions and negative thoughts that creep in every premenstrual phase? Do you wish you could feel like yourself again so you can be more emotionally present with your family? Are you searching for holistic wellness solutions to feel regulated and consistent? Hey friend, welcome to PMS Made Peaceful. I'm Loren, a nurse, wellness coach, mama, and Christ follower. For years, I also struggled to manage the debilitating thoughts and emotions that would bombard me in the week before getting my period. I felt like a failure as a friend and wife, that no matter what I did, I just couldn't get it together. When I started to work with my body and the natural rhythms that God had created me with, things started to shift. In this podcast, you'll learn wellness strategies for managing the premenstrual roller coaster, as well as how to actually implement the healthy habits you know help you feel better, all while doing it in a way that grows you closer to God and grounds your identity in Him. So, if you're ready to get started, take a deep breath, grab your coffee, and let's jump in. All right, here is another shameless plug for my Facebook group, for my free community. It's called PMS Made Peaceful for Christian Women, and I would love for you to come join. It's a community of women who are going through the same thing, where the premenstrual phase is rough. So there's the emotions, the debilitating thoughts, the lies, and it's really just women who are wanting to know that they're not alone, feel that validation, have that encouragement, and also be able to pour into other women who are right in the middle of their premenstrual phase. So if you're in your follicular or you're starting to feel better and you're getting a bit more clarity and you know that someone else is heading into their premenstrual phase and needs that encouragement and that help and that love, you can offer that to them. So that's the beauty of, it's not just we're all in our premenstrual phases together. No, we're all on different phases and different seasons and different walks, and it's a place where we can come together and love on each other through our premenstrual phase. So I would encourage you to click the link in the show notes of this episode and you can come join. Okay, that is the shameless plug for my Facebook group. And we're gonna get into today's episode. Before I do, I just wanna share that I am sharing the supplements, the vitamins that I started with when I first found out I had PMDD, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a certified primary care provider or whatever you want to say. So these are the supplements that worked for me, but one, there's so many different options, and I will have someone come on very soon in the next couple of weeks to share her journey and share what she has taken to help get her to a place where she feels more in control of her emotions and her thoughts during her premenstrual phase. But the second part of that is like, these are just me sharing what worked for me. I'm not telling you to go do it. It's just more education, really, and more resources that you can have to pick and choose from. So that is that. But yeah, these are the supplements that I started with when I first found out I had premenstrual dysphoric disorder. If you're not sure what that is, PMDD, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 14. It'll give you a breakdown of the difference between PMS and PMDD. And you can also listen to my story and just my experience with my premenstrual phase growing up and all of that in episode 24. So the four supplements, minerals, vitamins that I started with when I first found out I had PMDD were zinc and magnesium, omega-3, and an adrenal support supplement. So I'm going to go through each of these and just kind of share the benefits of these supplements, of these vitamins, why we should be taking them, particularly for premenstrual symptoms and premenstrual mood swings and PMS, PMDD, anything to do with your premenstrual phase, basically, and wherever you are with calling it. So maybe it is PMS, maybe it's PMDD, maybe it's premenstrual anxiety. So these supplements, these vitamins, minerals are going to help support you in feeling better. And like I said, I'm going to break them down so you know what each of them does. So number one is zinc. And zinc is a great balancer of our cortisol, of our estrogen, of our progesterone. And so when we have too much cortisol in our body, that's going to cause long-term impacts. Like that's basically just like stress. And we've kind of heard the whole analogy of it's great to have high cortisol or high stress, the adrenaline when we need it. If we're being the good old example, we're being chased by a bear, you're going to want that. But if it's this constant cortisol being pumped through our bodies all the time through like stressful events, like being in traffic or overstimulation, like that's going to have some really long-term negative effects on our body. And so zinc helps rebalance inadequate or excess amounts of cortisol and kind of brings us down. Because another thing is our premenstrual phases do not like stress. Follicular, like before we ovulate, they do okay. She does okay with stress a little bit more. Like I've heard the example of like, if you're going to run a marathon, why not do it in your follicular phase? Don't put that extra stress on your premenstrual phase or your luteal phase. So we really want to be able to balance our hormones during the premenstrual phase. And another really cool thing about zinc is that it's been called a natural antidepressant. So it really just helps regulate your nervous system as well. And also reduces inflammation, which is a big one when it comes to the premenstrual phase. So if we have too many prostaglandins in our body, that's going to cause like PMS cramps and headaches, things that, that's kind of the evidence of too much inflammation in your body. So that can be through a capsule that you take. I'm not going to give any dosages or anything because that's not really my place. Any pill bottle that you get will have like the recommended dose. But like I said, I'd really recommend you run it by your naturopath or your nurse practitioner, whoever it is, just really see like what they would recommend you taking, but definitely nothing more than what is on the actual pill bottle. So number two is magnesium. And magnesium is one of those like really cool minerals that helps stabilize blood sugar and manages stress and regulates our brain function, our mood, helps with sleep. So it's really just going to help keep things at a more stable level, kind of similar to zinc, where when we have too much cortisol in our body, then that's going to have negative long-term effects. So magnesium is going to help balance the cortisol, because I don't know about you, but with my premenstrual phases, it just seems like sometimes my brain is about to explode, like the overstimulation, the just kind of feeling like impending doom, like hypervigilance, right? Like all of these things, those are evidences of the overstimulation and just like lots of cortisol. And obviously it's probably a little bit more complicated than that, but when we can help calm our nervous system down and help regulate it and just find more of that calm in our bodies, like hormonally and through brain chemistry and all of that, then we're going to be able to function a bit better and regulate our emotions and regulate our thoughts. So magnesium can really help with that. And look at that, it helps with sleep as well. And for me, that was a huge trigger for my PMDD when I was working as a nurse and doing night shifts. That's when things would really get rough, is when my sleep would get all disrupted. So when you can have adequate sleep, then your brain is resting, your body is resting, and it's going to help bring you into your new day with that much more calm and awareness and that regulation that you're looking for. The third one is an adrenal support supplement. So that's basically a supplement that helps with stabilizing your adrenal glands. And your adrenal glands are these small little things that live on top of your kidneys, and they're going to help with regulating your metabolism and how your body responds to stress. So that whole cortisol conversation again. So an adrenal support supplement is going to, again, bring that calm and help regulate your cortisol in your body and help regulate the stress that you're dealing with. So we can talk about stress reduction, and there's lots of things that we can control when it comes to stress, but some things are a bit out of our control. And so when we are able to work with our body and with the hormones and neurotransmitters and just have something that can help regulate things a bit more, the things that we can control but that seem just so out of control often, that's going to just help bring things down a little bit more and take the edge off. That's what a lot of people have kind of said about when it comes to like supplements and vitamins. It's like, obviously we're still gonna feel things and we're gonna still have stress in our lives, like things that come out of nowhere that we have to know how to deal with, but it's gonna just take that stress off. So that is the adrenal support. And I actually, because postpartum I started taking some different supplements because I was breastfeeding. So that is another supplement that the naturopath that I saw recommended that I take postpartum as well, because it was like taking that edge off, taking that like hypervigilance of like, ooh, the baby's crying, someone walked through the door. Yeah, that was something, and sometimes still is. So kind of just takes that edge off. So that is the third one, adrenal support supplement. The last one I wanted to talk about was omega-3. And this is a supplement that it's actually like a fat that is found in our bodies and in foods, but we can take it as a supplement as well. And it's one of those things that no matter what you're trying to do with your body, if you're trying to improve your cardiovascular system or your metabolism or your brain function, whatever it is, a lot of people just say like, just take omega-3. Like that should be one of your stable supplements or vitamins in your little cocktail of what you're going to be taking. So yeah, so let's take it for our premenstrual phase as well. And it is going to help regulate blood sugar, and it's going to help with the creation of serotonin. And serotonin is one of those happy hormones that is in antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. So if we can boost it naturally through taking an omega-3 supplement, then that's going to help as well. So those are four supplements that I started with. I don't remember if I said four or five at the beginning. Another thing that I did take was a multivitamin that kind of just like covered all the different areas. So they're called supplements for a reason, because we are also getting a lot of these minerals and vitamins and fats through food and what we're consuming. So that's another part of it as well that could be a whole other episode, is that these vitamins, minerals, supplements are meant to complement what foods you're eating and how you're making wellness into a lifestyle. It's not like I just take my vitamins and that's all I do. It's like, no, you gotta supplement what you're doing through nutrition and how you're eating with these vitamins, minerals. And that's, like I said, that's a whole other conversation, because nutrition can also be tricky and hard. And it's like, how do I even do that when I'm feeling so overwhelmed and feeling the decision fatigue? Like, well, where do I start? Do I start with supplements or food or what? But I do want to say that all of these things are lifestyle choices. It really starts, you have to start somewhere. And so if you're going to start with supplements or vitamins, maybe start with these, or maybe chat with your naturopath or your primary care provider and just say like, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. What would you recommend me starting with? This is what I heard. What do you think about these? It's a really great place to start. And then as you kind of start to feel better and you have more capacity, then you can kind of tack on other things on your journey and figure things out more. So these are, like I said, the 4 to 5 supplements, vitamins that I started with: zinc, magnesium, an adrenal support supplement, omega-3, and a multivitamin. So yeah, take it and maybe do your own research, figure out what kind of supplements you want to start with. And it's really a great place to begin when you're figuring out your wellness journey for premenstrual symptoms and PMS and PMDD. So that's all I have for today. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts? I love hearing from you, and it's really the best way for me to know if you are liking the show. Also, if you want to keep this conversation going and join a community of women just like you, come join the free PMS May Peaceful Facebook group. Okay, I'll meet you back here for the next episode. In the meantime, let's get outside for a walk and some fresh air. All right, take care.